Okay. So, just to summarize quickly what we discussed last time, so we were discussing the din of Pitka Demaya B'Koch Sheni. The Gemara says that it's your Pater B'Ritzicha because it's Garma Ba'ama, and likewise, the Gemara Chulin says it's a Pshita Psula, it doesn't constitute V'Zavachta V'Achata, Ashta Zavech Ta'ochel, because it's no longer a Maisa Adam, it's no longer Kofo Kigufo. We don't view this as the equivalent of throwing water or throwing a knife, where we would say Kofo Kigufo, and therefore it's your act. So the question that we started out with was, what is the status of Bitka Demaya B'Koch Sheni in other contexts in Malacha, where you have a requirement for Maisa Adam or Koach Gavro, and in particular, in Tias Adayim. So we said that the default and natural thing to presume, and the Rashi says, below Taino, below Raya, L'chalek, is to say that the same holds true from Tias Adayim. That in the case of a Hasaras, let's say Hasaras Manea, Hasaras Barza, you're going to be Yotze with the Tias Adayim if you need Koach Gavro. In Tias Adayim, you're going to be Yotze the Kiluach Rishon, but not, or B'Koch Rishon, but not B'Koch Sheni. And indeed, we found sort of implied clear expressions of this in Rishon and Achron. We saw this was assumed by the Rashba as the Rapashut, and hence, given his assumption that Kiddush Adayim Beraglayim was done even Bekiluach Sheni, right, you had the kiur there and you remove the barza and you allow it the water to stream out, so he assumed that Kiddush Adayim was done even Bekiluach Sheni. Apparently, that was something that he just thought that was obvious, or at a Mitzorah that was the case. And therefore, he thought that based on that, our suga contradicts the claim of the Ra'ah that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim required Koch Gavra. Right? Meaning, he's proving from these Gemaras by Ritzicha and Shita that Koch Sheni, Kiddush Sheni, in the case of Bitka Demaya, of Hasar Shmoneya, is not a Maisa Adam, and therefore, it shouldn't work for Nitzis Adayim either. And this is also assumed, as we saw, by the Gra. The Gra thought that this was the case as well, that these Chumim are equivalent, and hence our Gemara serves as justification on his view, for in his view the Mechaber paskening against the Tosefta's against the Tosefta regarding Tanakama, right? Because the Gra's interpretation of the Tosefta was that Tanakama that the Machokas is back off Sheni Kiloch Sheni, so the Tanakama was saying that in the case of Maliar of which is the equivalent of a Barza that your Yotze be Kiloch Sheni, so. That is contradicted, says the Grub, by our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to clearly assume this Rav Papa, our Din, this case of Bitka Demaya, where you're Shakil Lav, the Merutza Samayim, so in that case, Koch Rishon is considered to be Maisa Adam, but not Kiloch Sheni, and therefore, that was the basis for the Mechaber to paskin against the Tosefta. And yet, it seems clear that according to others, there's a chiluk here between the tchumim, that these are consistent. In other words, you can hold, on the one hand, that, like our Gemara, that it is Koach Sheni is considered to be Gram Ba'ama as far as Shechit and Ritzicha are concerned, but when it comes to Nitiyah Sadayim, Bitka Demayim, Koach Sheni is Kashub Nitiyah Sadayim, at least according to the Tanakama, and this despite the fact that he holds that you do require Koach Gavol Nitiyah Sadayim. So the question obviously becomes, what's the explanation? What's the basis for that chiluk? So we started out last time with one possibility, which is anticipated by the Rashba, that maybe this is just a matter of kula and chumra, deraisa versus derabanan. And I think that this is in fact the root basis in the Marach Har Zerua, that it's a function. Well, we'll get to what he says, but he actually doesn't address himself the din of Ritzicha or Shechita, but he strongly implies that this case of Hasara Samanea, Kiloch Sheni be Hasara Samanea, this counts as Koach Gavra Lenin and Tias Adayim, Latanakama, because Lo Ekpidu Chachamim, Kokach. And we'll see in what particular way he formulates it, but it's clear, I think, he doesn't address Shechita and Ritzicha, but it seems clear, according to him, that it's just a matter of Lo Ekpidu Chachamim as far as what's considered to be Koach Gavra, but that's true for where it's a matter for the Chachamim to determine in the Rabbanan. But when it comes to Shechita, Shechita and Ritzicha, that there for sure, you'll say that it is not Koach Gavra, and that is in fact consistent with the Gemara. So the Rashba, as I said, anticipated this. Again, this is still summarizing what we discussed last time. He found this plausible that you could be mechalik this way between Deraisa and Derabanan, but he rejects it. He thinks it just doesn't explain all the evidence, namely Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. After all, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is Deraisa, and the Rav was saying, there you see it's Kachal Netiyas Adayim, even Kiluach Shein. According to you, if you hold that it requires, according to the Rav, that requires, that Kiddush Adayim requires Koach Gavra, so that just doesn't work with the Gemara. Now, the Marach or Zuhu will presumably respond to this, that in fact, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim only works with Kiluach Rishon. It's only Kachal with Kiluach Rishon. So Rashba's assumption that it works with Koach Sheini, but in fact that isn't true. And in fact, the I don't think I mentioned this last time, the Or Zeruah, the father of the Marach Or Zeruah, is explicit that he thought that this was so. That he thought that Kiddush Adayim, he asked the question of the Rashba, where is it that we get, where do we understand, where do we have this din of Koach Gavra from? This is the Or Zeruah in Simon Samachal. Sure, did you get a chance to... But to send it out to people? It doesn't matter if nobody saw it anyway. But the Or Zeruah also asks, "Kineged ma tiknu koch gavra medetila?" So he says, "No mar she kineged tik kiddush tiknu sharei l'sham hayam koch gavra shahadad hayar rachav harbei ad kimal yerviyah she kshayah paseach adad hayin nishpachin mikocha ayadav v'zeh kari kocho kedarminim perikama shchidas kulin." Right, the Gemara Kulin, Gemara Babasa. I'm on the chavri, so it's clear and it's quite evident. He's quoting our Gemara as the source to say that this is Koch Gavra. So it's quite clear he's accepting that not only for the Koch Rishon but also for the Koch Shein. So this is explicit in another Rishon as well, that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim was specifically the Kiddush Rishon. And presumably that's what the Marach Or Zeruah will say. But it's clear that there is an alternative. There are alternatives. That it's not simply a Deraisa Derabanan, or it's not at all Deraisa Derabanan, that there's a chilek here between these tchumim of Shechita and Netila, the Shechita and Ritzicha, on the one hand, and Netiyas Adayim on the other, and particularly for the Ra, I think this is true. That it's not a matter of Kula versus Chumar, Deraisa versus Derabanan. In fact, the Ra would acknowledge that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, it is kasher for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. There's a fundamental chiluk between Netiyas Adayim and perhaps Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim on the one hand and Shechita and Ritzicha on the other. And here I think you can suggest, this is the start of the new thing, you can suggest two explanations, two accounts of this chiluk. The first is based on something which is familiar to some of you, most of you here actually, which is a distinction rooted in a conception which involves sort of two components to it. The first is that there's a distinction between two issues, two concepts, two categories that generally overlap, that generally go together, that we're calling Maisa Gavra and Koach Gavra. We're calling that because I think that's what the Rav Yaakov calls. Maisa Gavra, in the way I understand it, refers to viewing the person as performing an act with an item. In other words, when you say that somebody is that with regard to something which is koch gufo, so we say that we view that as his maisa gavra, we're saying that we view him as an agent, as a person who wields that item, as employing it as an implement or a tool for his action. Koach gavra, however, when we say that it's moving me koach gavra, what that means is that we're identifying the person as the source of the object's motion. An object could be stationary or moving. If it's moving, so it could be that what propels it could be ruach, could be that it's moving may love by its own inertia or gravity. If it's moving by force of a person, so then it's what we're saying is it's moving mikoach gavra. So whereas maisa gavra identifies the person as an agent who employs or wields the object, koach gavra identifies the person as providing the force that propels the object. Now normally these two things go together. If it's the person's force which is propelling it, so then it's considered he's viewed as wielding it. And if it's not the person's force that's propelling it, but rather something else, so then it won't be his. We won't be viewing him as wielding it. But in theory, these are distinct concepts, and in fact, you possibly might have one without the other. One example that we gave from last semester, one example that we discussed in the context of last semester, was the halacha in our daf of Piskei Geret, Besila Katritz. Right, the Gemara says that if a zorek, somebody zorek a chetz, and there's a shield covering the eventual victim, And then somebody, either he or somebody else, comes along and removes the shield. So he's putter in that case because we have a halacha, the concept of misak gerei, that when the landscape is transformed radically after it's already been released from your hand, so then it's no longer considered to be your chetz. We no longer say koko kagufo after that point. So we discussed the possibility, well, it seems a likelihood, that din would not matter for the tias adayim. And we discussed it in the context of Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody were to pour, well, actually, let me take a step back. So we said about that's an example where we might say that's considered to be, that in that context, it's no longer Maisa Gavra, in the case of Piske Geri Basilok Tris. You no longer view it as wielding it, because the fact that it's will radically be transformed from the conditions in which you actually were a Bailim, that you did do an act upon that Chepetz. So what happens afterwards is no longer attributed to you as your Maisa Gavra. However, it's still identified as moving Mikoach Gavra. Still your force, which is propelling it. And here's the second component of this basic notion, there's a distinction between Ritzicha and Shechita on the one hand, and Atilas Adayim on the other, in terms of the necessity for a Maisa Gavra. Ritzicha and Shechita obviously require a Maisa Gavra. They require the person be considered an agent of the act of murder or the act of Shechita. He's viewed as wielding the knife as an implement. Kegarzan b'yadachotzipa. But when it comes to Tias Adayim, Ladavka. When it comes to Tias Adayim, it's sufficient if the Mayim comes upon your hands Mikoch Gavra. It's propelled by not the Ruach and not Me'elav, but it's propelled by force of a person, by Koch Gavra. Even if we don't view it as the person's wielding that Mayim as he's pouring it upon you, in other words, even if it's not somebody's pouring upon you and doing an act of Shvicha Ayadecha, that's not important. It's sufficient if it's. It's sufficient that it's considered to be moving Mikoch Gavra as it cuts to your hands. And that we said in the context of Piskei Gerei, it could be why it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that wouldn't make a difference in terms of Netias Adayim, whether or not if somebody poured water and there was something blocking somebody's hands and you removed it, you would still be Yotze Netias Adayim, because it's still us in Mikoch Gavra. So we discussed last time we discussed this. I think we discussed the basis for this, why you would say that maybe Tias Adayim requires only Koach Gavra. But either way, the chiluk itself is compelling, and it comes up explicitly in Rishonim in a context which is very close to home, namely the Ravya. Right, the Ravya should be familiar to many of you. Right, the Ravya has one opinion. He considers a possibility regarding his definition of Koach Sheni, and that's why I say it close to home, because it's about because it might be Koach Sheni, but it's about his definition of Koach Sheni, which is that it's holdei chala adama, that it's misgagel alha karka, right? He went with Rashi. Not that it's a kibuach sheni versus rishon issue, but it's simply that it runs along the ground. So according to his definition of koach, given his definition of koach sheni, so he had two interpretations of the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin had said in Kuvzayin with regard to the case where somebody takes water out of a well or a river and pours it onto some pipe which goes to irrigate the ground. So Gemara had said that if you put your hands in the water as it's leaving that pipe, so that's no good because it's lo asi mikoch gavra. But if you're mekarev legabe the kli that is being poured, so then it's good. Then it works. So the Rav had two interpretations of what exactly this means. So his first interpretation, second interpretation was what this means is you put your hands directly under the person who's pouring the water out before it hits the pipe. So that's koach rishon. Perfect. That's why you're yotzei. But then he says, but then you'll ask me if I'm right about koach sheni, and this is what it means, and this being a din apparently b'chol Torah kula, I guess, so that was the assumption. That was the second interpretation. The first interpretation was, however, that no, it means that he's simply getting closer, but it's not that he's actually right under the person who's pouring the water out. But if that's true, so then it's a problem, because as soon as it hits the ground, or as soon as it travels any distance on the ground, it's koach sheni ladato, and koach sheni's, after all we know, several sugyas, it's not considered to be maisa adam. So his answer is, well, just to read you beforehand, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, The Behadi de Ashkel Hemisul Abdur Bimasa, the Kwachini Mikre Afilu Barchaka Muetes, Shemaim is Gaglin Ubai. Okay? So that's just as defining what it is Kwachini. So then he says, Uperkol Basar, meaning Gemarna Kulin, Kabehi Arisa de Lai, Adi Mikar, the Gabi Dabli Shabidami, Hasam Afilu Hamayim is Gaglin Ksas, even if the water is running along the pipe. Nonetheless, Rak shall you Meruchak Biyoser, but it's not extraordinarily distant, in which case it would be, you know, nothing. But it's as long as it's as even if it's run across the ground, which apparently now it's considered to be it is koch sheni. He says shabir dummy the lo beinan maisa gavra elafilu koch gavra kasher benitas dayim. So he explicitly says that the reason is because you don't require maisa gavra benitas dayim. It's sufficient for koch gavra. Now he doesn't explain. Then he says his alternative inami yeshafarish mekarv mamash itzal shofich to have maisa gavra. Now, he doesn't explain what these terms mean, but I think what we are suggesting is a very sensible account of it.
Is it possible that that koach sheni would satisfy koach gavra? That's what he's assuming.
It's not possible that that's what he's claiming.
I know.
Meaning, so it's not a problem for him. But
one could disagree with that.
That
a koach sheni satisfies koach gavra.
First of all, he himself might be retracting from that point. That's when he says, "Inami yeshafarish mekarav v'mashi itzal shofech davi ma'isa gavra."
Could be that he's not changing the standard.
It could be that too. That could be also. But your question is well, anybody who we'd have to identify most. We've seen already many assume that whatever koach sheni is, because his koach sheni is different than a lot of rishonim, but that it's not going to be good for just a dime either. So if they also assume that sufficient koch gavra is sufficient there, then that's what you would get, is that they disagree about that. Now, they don't... Most Rishonim don't address this point explicitly, so it could be that the same two options that you have in the second day here.
That's another assumption he's made.
Yeah. That's another assumption, but the point is this gets him out of any of a problem. You can argue on this point, but on that point you don't have a gemara against it. Okay, so back to our sugya. So regarding the Tanakhama, according to the Ra'a and the Me'iri, I forgot to mention, that was the Tanakhama, according to both the Ra'a and the Me'iri, is the one in the Tosefta who thinks that Kiluach Sheni, it works, right? That it's Kashim Tesadayim, even though we need Koch Gavra. So perhaps, according to them, Tanakhama accepts this basic idea that we've just noted. And he contends, in addition, that when it comes to Hasara Samonea, I don't mean that he accepts the Rav'ya, maybe he doesn't accept the Rav'ya, but regarding his definition of koach sheni, namely kiluach sheni, hasar samanei b'kiluach sheni, so what he'll say is true, it's not considered to be a maisa gavra. Right? The person is not considered to be wielding the water as an implement of his maisa. In that sense, the water is sort of a free agent. But, and hence, you're pater miritzicha, it's not a maisa ritzicha, because it's grama ba'ama, and hence it's Shchida Psula, because it's not a Maisa Shchida, it's not a Maisa Zvicha. But it's still defined, the word is still defined as moving Mikach Gavra. We do identify the person by virtue of his having been Meser Hamoneya as a source of the motion of the Kiluach Sheni, of the Mayim, which is Yotzin Kiluach Sheni. Now you can give a fuller account of this with a little bit more details, depending on some of the other issues that we'll hopefully get to either tonight or next time. But I'll just say, as an example, if we assume, for instance, that, let's say, didn't Koch Sheni, at least Beritzicha V'Shchita, is limited to Asar Samanea, so we can just give a more elaborate account, and we'll say as follows, that for an object to be defined as moving Mikach Gavra, it's sufficient that it moves as a result of, or by virtue of, a person's act and his initiative. But for an object to be defined as an implement of his Maisa Gavra, so it requires, at the very least, and this makes sense, that he have acted upon that object. That he have engaged that object. So in the case of Hasar Samanea, what you end up with is saying that it's true the Mayim Hashni and the Kiluach Sheni it's not a Maisa HaGavra, you didn't act upon that Mayim at all. You acted, we'll see the when we get to that context, that you've acted upon only the Mayim which is Samach LaPekak, right, to the blocker. But and therefore it's considered to be and therefore there's no Maisa Gavra here. You cannot be considered wielding it if you never actually did anything upon it. However, in order for something to be considered to be Holech Mikocho, it's sufficient that it's moving as the result of your initiative, even if that initiative was not enacted upon it. So therefore, in this case of Kiluach Sheni, that's exactly what you have. You have, according to the Tanakhama, that it is called Gavra, it is not Maisa Gavra, and therefore you're Putter, but there's no theory here, and that's how we can explain that. Okay, any questions? You guys look a little puzzled.
No, just in the case of the Rabia, mm-hmm. why is
this? Is not what Rabia does not yeah, apply this right. one. We actually don't know what Rabia thinks about Kiluach versus Kiluach Rishon versus Sheni.
Right, but just the same Yisod.
It's the same Yisod, yeah.
But if we would take this case and then put it back into the case of the pipe and cooling, why would we say that it's only good close to the pouring? We just say that the water throughout the whole pipe, even though it's Kiluach Sheni, Kiluach Sheni, it should still be Kiluach Gavra.
Well, that is what he says. What do you mean? Which point are you asking on? He thinks it is good because it is Kiluach Gavra. That's his point.
It is Kiluach Gavra.
The Rabbi's point was
right.
that as long as it's not Meruchach B'Yoser, I mean, he doesn't define it, but it's some, it's in a different zip code now. I don't know. That's a separate point.
Oh, okay.
At some point, this whole thing has to end.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, it's certainly Kiluach Sheni because it's not immediately upon him.
Right.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
So there's no like time limit on this? So if it could go on forever, it could be 100 years later, as long as you were Mesa the
Mesa. No, I think that from Ravya you actually get, you're talking about for the Ravya.
Yeah, for the Ravya.
If you're talking about not for the Ravya, then what we were talking about is all the water in that thing that you unlocked, which is possible, But for the Ravya's caution, I think you already get from that Gemara that it is, there's a limit here. I can just tell you what he says. Meruchach B'Yoser. I don't know. It doesn't tell you, kilometers or anything.
If you remove the dam that was, holding up a river, that's never going to stop.
Well, I mean,
you unplug the
meaning
dam.
If you don't, you're saying for him or for us?
To say.
Meaning for the Ravya's caution or for our caution?
For the Ravya's Kiluach, meaning that's called Kiluach Gavra. Because even though it's Kiluach Sheni, but it was forced, initially it was forced by.
Yeah, all that water will be.
Forever.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. I guess so. The water. I mean, that seems to be right, but I think that's meaning you'll be yotzei nitzias d'ayin. You're not gonna be chayiv for it. But you'll be yotzei nitzias d'ayin. Yeah. So I don't know if you. So it seems a little overkill just to get a good nitzias d'ayin. I guess if you do that, you'd be yotzei. Okay. So now that's one approach, and that's sort of treading on familiar ground for us. But there's an alternative count, I think, of the chiluk. Why would we be mechalek between why Kiluach Sheni will be kashrut nitzias d'ayin? It's based on a different idea. It's rooted not in the nature of what's required in the context of nitzias d'ayin versus shechita of the ritzicha, meaning kiluach gavra versus maisa gavra, but rather in the scope of what it is that requires it. Perhaps nitzias d'ayin does not require that the mayim come upon the hands be kiluach gavra. That in order for it to be kashered and nitzias d'ayin, it needs to be that the mind that we're using is actually moving onto the hands mikol gavra as a result of a ma'isa shvichu, not a signature conduit. Rather, what we need is that the mayim come upon the hands on the heels of or following an act a shvicha that was upon the initial kiluach. In other words, if you have what's required is merely tchilas hashvicha mikol gavra, as long as the initial waters exiting the kli did so via an act of shvicha mikach gavra, so then even the water that comes out afterwards is kashrut nitzias d'ayin, despite the fact that regarding that water, the person is no longer in the picture at all. He's not viewed as either wielding or propelling that mayim. And I think this is hinted to in the very clearly in the ra'ah. The ra'ah, as well as the marfazua, but the ra'ah. Remember that the so he says the efshar gamkin bereisha b'fkias amelir the tanakama savar. The call Ika, this is the case of Moliar, where he says almost explicitly that he thinks it's kosher even the Kiluach Sheni. So this case of Moliar, why is it that it's kosher? The Tanakhama suffered the call Ika mikach Adam b'tchilaso, b'hachi sagi b'chol oso kiluach. And I think there he doesn't mean kiluach Rishon versus Sheni. He means b'chol oso kiluach, meaning however long it takes for the water there to spill out before somebody plugs it up. So he's explicit, right? This is true, right? Even though Tanakh comes from called Ika because Adam. Then he, and just to clarify for sure that you know that he means he's talking about koach sheni here, not saying koach rishon. Says Rabbi Yosi probably behalf kas moliar el bekoach rishon bavad mutar. Right, so he's clearly talking about the kiluach sheni or koach sheni, and what he's saying is, as long as it's ko also hashvicha, if you will, as long as it's tchilas hashvicha, tchilas hayitzia min akli was an act of by a person, my sashvicha, so then that'll be sufficient for the whole thing. Okay? So, that's, I think, what the basis for the distinction. Now, if that's true, but still. Arvacha avritzarech. Why would we say that? Why would we make that distinction? And say that you only need tchilas sashvicha when it comes to the cause. I mean, we never find this sort of notion at all. If you require koch gavra that it be coming, that it come upon your hands as a result of an act of a person, so fine. So that requires that whatever mind you're using, your yotzei with, is coming upon you as part of koch gavra, an act of shvicha. And if not, so then what's the difference between shvicha? Where do we get this sort of animal from? In fact, the Rashba actually anticipated, I think, when he discusses the difference, when he discusses the Dizorais and Darabanan, he's actually, I think, responding to this point, meaning he picked up, I think, on the notion that the Ra is saying here, was anticipating it, that it's what good for Nitzias Daim, it's Chiyos Shvicha. When he says to the Ra that again, he doesn't ask on this on the point of the Ra here, he just asks about Nitzias Daim, Kiddush Daim Raglaim, which he thought was obviously Kasher B'Kitul Sheni. So when he asks on the Ra, what he says is that you know the Ra is going to, this is in the Shmeres Habayis. The Ra is going to say, you know, well, how can that be? We know from the Gemara in Chulin, Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Kilo Hasheni is no good, is not considered to be Maisa Adam, right? Because we see that with the Gardner of Tzicha and Shchita. So he says, and don't tell me, and to be Mechalik, and I think he's picking up on the language later, that we can be Mechalik. He says, Maisi Allah Adam, Rin, Ma'i, 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 That doesn't make sense. And he says, and if you'll tell me it's deraisa derabanan, so my objection, that doesn't work. Kiddush daim raglan. But the point is that he's right in the sense that this, if we've identified this as, you know, as it's true that nitzias daim only requires tchilas shvicha, well, why do we say that? Where does that come from? So it's a legitimate question. And in fact, I think that the Ma'arachar Zeruah, who discusses the Rashi Darbanan, he goes with this language as well, that it's a Tchilas Shvicha thing, and it's based on this point, that it's not required, because it's just a Kula. Right? The reason you only need Tchilas Shvicha and not the whole thing, is because, after all, Lohag Pito Chacham, that's his line where he says here, second. Oh, Shema. The context is not important for us now, but what he says is Oshema kema shetchilas shvichas hamayim mikocho lohigpidu achamim v'karoya kol kocho. So right there, I think he's going in this direction that, yeah, deraisa derabanan, and the deraisa wasn't just that we're just more meiko. How, in what way we're more meiko? We're more meiko by only requiring the tchilas shvicha. Okay? But I think we can suggest something else, which is that it has nothing to do with deraisa derabanan. We can explain this idea that it's only Tchilas Shvicha, and that it makes particular sense according to one specific opinion regarding the source and the model for Koch Gavra ben Nitzias Adayim. In particular, the Ra'az. So the Ra'ah here, I think, is really, he doesn't explicate it, but I think it is Lashitasa, it makes perfect sense. We noted last time, well not last time, but we noted previously, that there are three explanations in Rishonim regarding the basis for the requirement of Koch Gavra ben Nitzias Adayim, assuming that you were required. Right, we saw the Raibid suggestion in Tzvim Deim, and it's cited by the Rosh as well, that it's not patterned after anything, it's not modeled after anything that exists in the Raya, so just the Kana, and it's intended to deal with the Chashash, that maybe it'll be a little bit imprecise, if we're only requiring a Shiravias, so what's the chances that if it's going Me'elav, it'll be able to get onto your hands entirely, so because of that, Chacham said, do it because of Gavra. We saw, alternatively, the Hagos and Monios, one suggestion of Yoruz Aruah, the Me'iri in the name of the Shiltos, in the Kudosh Beis Yad, that it's modeled upon hazas mechatas v'hiza hatar al tame, that it was an act of hazah that you sprinkled. So that's the model upon which we got called gavra. And it's obviously important as far as the Tzadayim that we're on topic of discussing that, what it's modeled after in terms of just how to understand it, but that's the model of it. I mean, the Stam is here, we're looking for and then alternatively we saw the smag in Asin Chavav, the Ozrua and Simin Samachalath and the Ritvan Chulin and the Ra and Bedek Abayis. They all suggest the smag and the Ozrua actually suggest both, that it could be either Mechad Hazaz Mechadas or Kiddush Adayim. But they also suggest that it's based on Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, that the model for Kol Gavra Kiddush Adayim is Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Now, among these Rishonim, there's a disagreement as to the basis and nature of the requirement for Kol Gavra, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and therefore Kiddush Adayim. And the point of the departure is really a potential difficulty for the Shita. Right? We've seen that the Gemara in Tzvachim and Chafalach and Alav, I think I mentioned this, says that the only reason that you cannot put, the Gemara there asks, can the Kohanim, when they're doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, can they put their hands in the kiwar and do it that way? So the Gemara responds, as a subject, what's the issue? Do we say Menu v'lo b'socho? You can't do it because it's not Mimenu, because the pasuk is Mimenu, b'rachatzu aron v'nav Mimenu, esedem v'esagleem. So it's Mimenu as opposed to b'socho. So the Gemara raises that point and suggests that we should hustle based on that. Now, it seems evident, and this is in fact assumed explicitly by many Rishonim, most Rishonim, that when it comes to putting your hands in the kli, that's not called garba. There's no shvicha at all, so there's no shvicha mikol garba. So that isn't called garba. So the question becomes: so if you require called garba b'kiddush yadayim raglayim, so why does the Gemara say the only reason you would passel is because mimenu v'lo b'socho? It doesn't work regardless of whether or not you're medayik mimenu v'lo b'socho. You need called garba. As you the question? So the smag, in fact, suggests that Gemara, that question in the Gemara, that's only Ladas the Tanat Kama in the Mishnah Nidayim. He says.
And he assumes like the Rashba that you don't have Tanat Kama doesn't require.
No, he doesn't say that. You could have said that. Oh, yeah. He actually does, you could have said the Koach Sheni being, but he actually himself sounds like what he thinks is, yeah, that's exactly right. That Tanakama, whereas the Rashba thought that nobody thought you need Kiddush Adayim, means it's like Rashba, but not like Rashba, because the Rashba thought nobody thought you need Kiddush Adayim, called Gavra B'di Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Very good. Or Zeruah, the Smag rather, implies that he thought that was the Machlokas, Tanakama and Riyos. But that's all part of this. So he says, and he quotes the Bahag, who's paskins that you can actually be Yotze in the Kiddush Adayim by putting your hands in, because after all, Gemara Zvachim says about Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, it's only because of Mimenu, below Besocho. So he says, Mashmash, Dapka Bekidush, Shoel, Mimnesha Kasabo Mimenu, Avaba Nitias Daim, Afila Besocho Mutter. That was Bahag's argument, right? And again, most of them assume that according to Bahag, you don't need Koch Gavra, he's passing on Tanakama, etc., etc. So then the Smag responds, Venira, She'ena Raya, She'osa, She'ela, Ledivre Chachamimi, She'enam Choshim Mikoch Adam. Meaning in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. V'avapicha in asur l'kadosh v'kiyur v'mnei shekasa bo mimenu. So that question, that's only relevant if you're holding like a chachamim. That's what the Gemara there is assuming at that point. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, then according to him, then you do require kol gavra. That's why it's different than Rashi. You do require kol gavra b'nitias daim, and that's why kol sheni's puzzle b'nitias. Again, I don't know where the Rashi, where he got it from, that everybody's going to agree that kol sheni is kasher b'nitias the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but it's clear that the Orzer was not going to agree with that. I'm sorry, the Smag is not going to agree with that. But that's what the Gemara is discussing only Ladas the question of Kol Gavra, but Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is actually subject to Machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and that question specifically Aliba did Tanakama. So that's one explanation. Alternatively, one could say perhaps that the reason for the Psul is in fact because you need Kol Gavra. In other words, the Pasuk is based on the requirement, is teaching us the requirement of Kol Gavra. Why is Mimenu puzzle? Not just the Gzeres HaKasu. Puzzle because there's no Shvicha Mikol Gavra in that case. That's an alternative. But the Ra'ah, if you remember, not everybody was here, but the Ra'ah had a very different account of the whole thing based on this issue. And what the Ra'ah says is that really there is no requirement for Kol Gavra per se in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim or Nitias Adayim. Rather, it's It's only required as a means to achieving koach kli. The pasuk says mimenu, which means first and foremost, before being medayik from it, just means it has to be the meha kli. It has to be the meha kiur. Now, how does one get meha kiur? So the most natural, meaning how does one get that the water that you're using is actually defined as the meha kli? So the most natural option to think of would be to dip your hands in the kli. Problem is, the Gemara says, we can be medayik from mimenu, that it's specifically from it, so that on the one hand it needs to be meha kli, but it cannot be in it. Lobasoch. So then how do you get it? That water outside the kli is water that is actually mitsurif to the kli, that's considered to be meha kli. Cool. It's just as opposed to saying that it was water that was once somewhere else, being the kli. It's a history of being in the kli, but why is that meha kli now? So he says, how do you do it? The way to be mitsurif the mayim from the outside the kli to the kli is by an act of shmicha. This is all pretty much what the Ra says explicitly. It says, the Taman Shal Dvarim, he's explaining why, where it is that we got it from, that you need Koch Gavra. Lavishum hi gufa delahave din tis daim mikoch nesinus acher. The Mekidish daim raglaim afinan, venesinus acher loksiva. In fact, where does it say that you need Koch Gavra for Kidish daim raglaim? El the Nathalon mishum de beinan mikoch kli. The Rachmana Amar mimenu velo besocho. What exactly is the role here of a kli if the water just streams out of it? How is that mea kli? Mana maika avid kol hecha da asim yimela vehechi mekayim kra dimimenu. The same reason it's a double-edged sword, you need mimenu, but it can't be in it. So how is it then vehechem mikayim kod mimenu? Right? So I don't know why I thought this is so obvious. The habisochem mimatina mehai taima kod dekein hechid asim mimela. Not sure what the relation between those two points are, but that's what he says. Aval b'nesin es acher sagi v'chashiv v'hachi kochli hadalei havi hanosin v'afilu koldu v'mikol makam kli mikoch acher chashiv mikochli. Okay, so that's the Ra'az take on. So I think we can say, regarding our topic, had the requirement for Koach Gavra been an independent requirement in and of itself, perhaps, let's say, for example, based on V'hiza ha'tahor al-tameh, that there needs to be a Maisaza. So it's hard to see how you would explain that it's limited to Chilas HaShvicha. Why would that be? Not to whatever part of the Shvicha is actually being used, employed. Unless it would be the rest of the Rabbanim. But according to the Ra'az account of both the Makor and the character of the Din, you can explain very well. There is no requirement for Koach Gavra per se in Tias Dayim. Koach Gavra is only required in order to define the Mayim Ayotzim Yimenu as Mehakli. And it might well be the case that to define the Mayim as being Mehakli, it's sufficient that it exit the Kli as part of a Shvicha, which was initiated by a person, even if when it comes to this particular Mayim which is coming upon you, he's not defined as pouring it or propelling it anymore. In other words, even if the kiluach sheni is not itself considered to be asi mikoach gavra, it's still considered to be ba mea kli, so long as it resulted from an intentional act of shvicha. So long as the yitzias's mind was caused by shvicha, then it's enough for all the mind hayotzi mimenu to be defined and mitzurav as mea kli. So that's where you get that from. In other words, the idea is that precisely because the whole point is the transition from what's in the kli to outside the kli, in order to link it, to be mitzurah, it requires that the transition be initiated by a person. So that's all we require, but you don't actually have a requirement that the mayim be poured upon you, but koach gavra. So what the nafkamina is, you only need chiyas hashvicha. That's precisely the idea. So interestingly enough, I think the Ra'ah sort of implicitly answered the Rashba's challenge. Below taina, below raya, why would you say chiyas hashvicha here as opposed to the whole thing? Where do you get that from? I think the Ra, he doesn't say this, but I think already what he had said, I think already provided a precise explanation why, in fact, we would be mechalik. This is not below tanya, below raya, or just the rise of their abundance. It's because the whole nature of the requirement here, not the nature of what we require, but what it is that it requires, is different. It doesn't require the person to be considered wielding or repelling the mayim as it comes upon the hands. It only means, as long as we can achieve that the mind will be defined as mea kli, that's sufficient, and it happens to be for you need koach gavra for that, but not for the whole mayim all along the way. As long as it's initiated, as long as it's the mayim is coming out of, as a result of an initial act of shvicha, it's good enough. Okay, so yeah.
Why we need koach gavra to make it into may actually? Can we have may actually with it being poured, not to koach gavra?
How would it be poured?
If
by the wind, let's
wind,
say?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, you could, I mean, one could have said that this doesn't make sense. But the Ra's, I think, but I have to see the Ra's. This was exactly what the Ra was arguing. I mean, he's saying, this is not a question on me, this is just, that part is just
right.
The Ra.
Yeah.
That he says, his argument is, the Elo, that if it's not in the Sinas Acher, lo chashav mikachli, the mana maika of it, kol echidasim imela. I think that he has, is that the Kli has to be involved in projecting it forward in some sense. Because otherwise, how is it that it's defined as you know, if it's not a result of shvicha? You know, the shvicha itself is something which is mitzarif, because you're being where does the water come from? It's coming from shvicha minakli. Otherwise, it's just, it's not coming from anywhere. Just now it's here. That's the argument. You could have said, well, maybe, I mean, you can sort of understand where that's coming from. Meaning, where was this water once? So maybe before the continent split and everything like that, it was, you know, it was in a whole different. But how is that relevant to define? Is that where it belongs? No, it belongs from either where it is or where it was coming from, but not the history, if it's been poured from that thing. In other words, it gives it serif to the clay. That's his assumption, which I think makes sense. But you're just saying you don't understand this. Why do you say mana maika avid kol echidasi mimela? He actually gives an argument that it's a kol shekein from besocha. I don't know if I understand that so well. Socha is not considered to be mimenu, so kol shekein if it's asim mimenu. I don't see what the connection is, but his argument is b'nesinas acher sagi v'chashav achi koachli. And I guess I think the idea is that if it's leaving the kli as a result of an intentional act of shvicha min kli, so then it's being used as a tool to pour the water. I think that's the idea, really, is that it's being used as a tool to pour the water as opposed to just being the place where the water once was. If it's not being used as a tool, a tool being employed to pour the water, then it's just, it's irrelevant once it's no longer in the picture.
The kol shekein is probably based on the proximity of the water to the kli. I mean, if it's besocha, so it's easier to define the water as meha kli because it's not touching.
No, that I understand, but...
But once it's removed,
I think it's a chiddush to say that there's a problem here. I mean, it just seems to be two totally different things. I mean, mimenu is not a problem. It's not meyakli. It's not mimenu in the sense that mimenu also implies not just that it has to be from the kli, but it's actually not in the kli. But how would you get from there to the asim mimela? You know what I'm saying? Proximity to me doesn't make sense.
Is this the way that there are explains kof also for the Tanakhama?
He does. But actually, I think it is. L'hachi mashit is the next line. Is L'hachi mashit tanakama cheir shotem choshote the katan the kof. The Rabbi Yossi palik bahani, the hani command the lesson hudami. Meaning, he thinks that this is, I think he puts it, and he says, V'lo chashib hu koch kli ad asim koch ben das. So, knows everybody agrees to this principle. The only question is whether or not I think the idea. I'm not sure if he's intending this to explain why you're saying why kof as opposed to where you find out what the places where you require koach gavra, it has to be koach adam. Is that what you're saying?
Right, because here we don't really require koach adam per se. Right?
So I'm not sure if he's saying that because, maybe he is. He probably is l'hachi. Yeah, I think that is what he's explaining, and he's saying that Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree about that. He just thinks that you need.
And my focus really is my focus.
Yeah,
the status
exactly. Because it's also about Cheshire of the Katan. According to him, at this point when they were, he thought that was those cases. Yeah, that do you need a Ben Das to be doing this act of Shvicha in order for it to be considered to be Mitzari?
Right.
That was, even though he acknowledges then, but you don't require Kavana, that's a separate issue, but Riosi doesn't seem to be require Kavana. He says, the Eshret Behachi Sagilir Riosi will by Kavana. So, okay, so we have a couple more things. So that's now I should point out Lemaisa that according to the Rishonim and the Gra who think that this is Shitas Rabbanan and it's kosher b'koach sheni to Tzadani, they think this is a Rabbanan, but at this point at least, either we pass it against a Rabbanan in general, or they think at least regarding this point, we pass it like a Biosi, that's how the Grah understood it, that you need Chozer B'chol Shvicha Shvicha, right? The Mechaber passing that way, you need Chozer B'chol Shvicha Shvicha. The only dissenting voice in Rishonim that's explicit is, at one point, Marach or Zeruah. You know, not just who thinks that this is what's true, but actually passing like this. The Ra, we don't know, it's not clear to us, to me at least, who he passing like. Passing like a Biosi or not.
Passing like Koch Sheni is
That you don't need to be Chozer B'chol Shvicha Shvicha when it comes to a Barza. I don't think that the Ra, even, did the Ra say who he passing? Who he passing? I don't think he indicated one way or the other. But the Marach or Zeruah actually thinks that should be fine. Then he considers that maybe there'll be that maybe not. Right? That's what we'll come back to. But he initially thought that maybe Kach Sheni is actually no problem whatsoever, even in the case of Asar Shmanea, regarding the case of Zayin. In Poskim, the only dissenting opinion on this in Poskim, who holds that Lamaisa, you can actually do that, it's good even with Kach Sheni, is the Marshal. The Marshal, actually, interestingly enough, thought that this was true even with Dasar B'Yosi, he thought. And first he said, well, maybe he didn't see, I don't think he saw the Ra'ad Bedek Abayas, but he says, maybe Rabbi is not even arguing about that case. He's talking about the case of a different case. He's talking about Katan Kof and Kata. He's Mechavi to the Ra'ad. Then he says, second point, that maybe Rabbi disagrees about Matchavis, but not about Barza. Barza is actually better, he thinks, than Atayas Chavis. This is quite an interesting shita.
Where is this?
This is the Marsha. This is the Marsha on Yamshul Shlomo and Chulin. This again Chulin.
Kufzayin or Kufzayin?
Kufzayin. And that when it discusses all the design, I don't remember the simon, but it's in there somewhere. And Lamaisa, I think there might actually be room. I don't know, but this is not a posting. I'm not passing Lamaisa, but Lamaisa, I think there's room to be considered. You wouldn't consider somebody to be a fool if you were to be machmir l'shitas ha-marshal, that even if one, let's say, did it b'kilach sheni, so then you should certainly do it again, but don't say bracha. I'm not saying this is a tzak, I'm saying that I think the Magen Avraham actually sort of just says, yeah, this marshal is completely wrong, because does he say it's completely wrong? Efshar de lo ra'a. I think you're clearly showing that held at least not common held this way. I'm just happens to be interesting that the if you actually look at the Marshal, he thinks that this is true for everybody, even of you. Which I don't believe any Rishonim help. That Kiddush Hashem is good for you. So he says, oh, you can take a look there. Yeah, I think he just rejects the Marshal straight away. Okay, so that's I guess I'll
mention just not here.
Yeah.
And we were about to get on to a new topic.
What?
We were about to get on to a new subtopic.
Yeah.
All right.